At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is time to ask the CLO. You'll have time to ask questions. Don't worry. Candace in Lexington, CLO, says, I had game night at my apartment and my boyfriend came for the very first time. He got very upset because other guys were in my home. Should I attempt to fix things with him or let him figure out this one on his own? Did I do anything wrong?
Well, you had game night over your house. You invited your boyfriend. He comes over there and it's other men at your house.
Mm-hmm. It was the first
time. He's a little throwed off. And the first time he ever came over. Mm-hmm. So obviously, now you're telling him these are your friends.
Right.
So you're introducing some male friends to him. He's not going to understand that.
Yeah.
Because he looking at you and he knowing all what all your male friends want. So.
What do they want?
Her.
Or, yeah. Huh. For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's asking.
I mean, and it's hard for you to tell a man they don't want you when the man that you're telling it to, he wants you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to figure out, okay, if he see it in you, how you figure they don't see it in you.
Yeah.
That's the part that women don't understand.
That we miss. Mm-hmm. So should she do anything to fix things with him, she's saying? What should she do?
Well, of course, but I mean, you're not gonna. I don't know what she can say because they think, right. Y'all think that the truth, well, we're just friends. You think that fixes it. And that's not gonna fix it because he knows better.
As a man.
You know. Mm-hmm. But that's his first time over there, so it might be his last. So don't, I wouldn't worry about it.
According to you, it is.
Yeah. Keep your little game night.
Yeah.
What if they bring a date to other guys? Maybe that'll be better.
Yeah, that'd be cool, but that ain't how it was working.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like it.
It was two or three men.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm here for game night. What's up, girl?
Sounds like a fun
Because you're not going over no woman's house for game night that you don't like. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Facts. All right, moving on to Rex in Oakland. Rex writes, I met a woman in a cigar bar and I called her and left a message. Her husband called back. I apologized and said I didn't know she was married. My brother said I probably got her in trouble. Was I supposed to lie to that man about his wife?
No, you got to get up out of there, dog. Clear yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, my man, I'm sorry. I didn't know she was married. My bad.
Yeah.
And that's and then click.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's it, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough women out here. You ain't gotta mess with nobody wife, man. You ain't gotta do that.
He didn't know.
Mm. No. You do not have to mess with nobody's wife. Plenty of women out here.
She in trouble.
She is so she in trouble with her husband.
Right. Yep.
How does that conversation go, Steve? Husband to wife.
Huh?
Who the
So who is calling you? Who called me? How'd he get my number?
You ride that line.
I didn't give my number to anybody. Yeah, I was at the cigar bar, but I don't know if he got it from a friend. I ain't gave nobody my number, and you know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, girl.
Yeah. All right.
Stick with the lie.
Uh-huh.
Ride it.
Moving on to Vachelle in Danbury. Vachelle writes, I asked my husband if we can abstain from sex for one week, because I'm doing a cleanse and I would like to focus on myself for 7 days. You would have thought I said we would never have sex again. Why can't he be understanding for just 7 days? Come on.
Yeah, for real, man. Yeah, you gotta get some. What? Wait a minute, hold up. 1, 2, 3.
Monday, Tuesday.
Next Friday.
It's always Friday with you.
Yes.
Why? What? What happened?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
A clean? Mm-hmm. Baby, I bathe every day. What?
Inside.
What you talking about?
An internal cleanse.
Oh, well, we're going to have to do something. We're going to have to do something.
He's work something selfish.
Yeah, we
wait,
do
what?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He can't. A week, dog? Bro.
Yeah, 7 days. Come on.
Let me tell you something, dog. What's Stay married for a while. Watch this.
Yeah, what's the longest you've gone without?
Dog.
I done done some cleansing. Didn't know I was cleansed.
He was
putting
time out.
Okay.
All of it. So it's been longer than 7 days.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. 7 days
looks good right now.
Ooh, I'd have been bedridden before. I've been locked up.
Yeah. All right, guys.
At one point in time, I actually thought I was doing time.
You locked up?
I was sitting up there. At one point, I just said, hey, can we get like some visitations or something? Come see me.
Intimate jail.
You on the phone, through the glass.
But seriously, man, like we've had some medical issues.
Yeah.
You know, some things, man, that had to be considered.
Stuff happens. Yeah. In life.
Woo.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, boy.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, last one, guys. Last one. This is Alita in Frisco. Alita writes, my husband isn't a texter. He likes to call me to tell me everything he's doing. He calls when he gets to work and when he's headed from home from work. If he's out with the boys, he calls to check in. How do I get my husband used to texting me? What?
Okay. Come on, lady. I ain't never heard nobody complain about that. Okay. You're going to get what you want in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't heard from that.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, how can you get this and then not want this? Because I'm telling you right now, if you put him on the text thing, you're going to miss them phone calls.
Yeah, hearing his voice. Yeah, all of that. Yeah,
he
you think
willingly
you're young,
doing
Steve?
It.
You think they're young? This is young people. She's young.
She's preferring texting over phone calls.
Yeah, that's all she done had. She ain't had no man calling her, checking in, talking to her nice. Mm-hmm. Some women are used to ill treatment and don't recognize good treatment when they see it.
Hello.
You know, you can condition yourself to accept anything.
Yeah. But you definitely have to teach people how to treat you. Yeah.
Yeah, what you
like? A lot of these young dudes don't even really know how to talk to women. They in the text business, and they grew up in that, and that's what they accept.
That's true. Yeah, phone calls are a good thing, Alita and Frisco. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.